This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Ryan Famuliner. A Camdenton Middle School principal has resigned after allegations were raised about mishandling of procedures for annual state tests. The Camdenton Board of Education announced today that it had accepted the resignation of Sean Kirksey, who had been on administrative leave during an investigation into procedures for administering the Missouri Assessment Program, or MAP, tests. The Lake Sun Leader reports the state alleged that Kirksey allowed extra time for one test and allowed untrained proctors to oversee some testing. More than 200 tests from middle school students were thrown out. Many in Camdenton supported Kirksey. A public hearing on Wednesday lasted more than 15 hours, and a Facebook page was set up for supporters. A Missouri State Highway Patrol trooper and four other people are recovering after two boats collided on the Lake of the Ozarks. Investigators say a water patrol boat being driven by 35-year-old trooper Stephen Bergen of Jefferson City collided last night with a boat driven by 55-year-old Brian Pasinka of Lake Ozark. The patrol says Pasinka did not have his bow lights on when he turned in front of the patrol boat. The state trooper's boat hit the starboard side of Pasinka's boat, which flooded and capsized. They were rescued by other water patrol troopers. Pasinka suffered serious injuries. Three of his passengers, all from St. Louis, suffered minor to moderate injuries. Bergen was also hospitalized with what were described as moderate injuries. So far, there has not been a groundswell of support for the idea of a special legislative session in Missouri to pass an alternate version of the tax cut bill vetoed earlier this year by Governor Jay Nixon. The bill's sponsor, Republican House Member T.J. Berry of Clay County, told the Associated Press that a special session could give lawmakers time to remove language that would make the tax cuts retroactive to prior years. GOP leaders have so far made no public comments on Berry's request. The bill's Senate sponsor, Republican Will Krause of Lee's Summit, says he's open to the idea of a special session, but prefers overriding Nixon's veto.
It would be my desire to take care of tax policy sooner than later. We have businesses making decisions every day on whether they're going to stay in Missouri or come to Missouri or go to another state.
Krause says, though, that they never intended to raise taxes on prescription drugs or textbooks and that a special session would give them the chance to clean up that particular language. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for Governor Nixon says they have no comment. Missouri authorized more than $7 million of additional tax credits shortly before the expiration of a program aimed at redeveloping large impoverished or blighted areas. Documents provided by the Department of Economic Development show it authorized nearly $5.8 million of tax credits for a Joplin entity responsible for redeveloping areas hit by a 2011 tornado. The agency also authorized an additional $1.4 million of tax credits for a North St. Louis project. Both authorizations occurred Wednesday, the final day possible under a 2007 law creating the tax credit and allocating $95 million to it, but the program used just half of that amount before expiring. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Famuliner.